I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, August 15. Coming up, Prime Minister urges public to help reduce water theft, PATH beneficiaries to reapply after 4 years, and students benefiting from Dispute Resolution Foundation Social Intervention Program. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030, efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Jamaicans who have been on the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH for 4 years are now required to reapply in order to continue receiving benefits. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson says failure to reapply after the period will be interpreted as a voluntary withdrawal from the program. Ms. Robinson says this new measure is geared at ensuring that the program continues to meet the needs of the most vulnerable in society.
And it was not meant to keep people on PATH for the rest of their lives. Nobody will be taken off immediately. And we need to explain that to persons, but they will eventually come off so that we can make room for other persons to come on.
The minister was addressing a PATH forum in Runaway Bay, St. Anne recently. The PATH program is funded by the government and the Inter-American Development Bank. The objective is to deliver benefits by way of cash grants to poor and vulnerable persons. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is again appealing to members of the public to play their part in reducing water theft across the island. Mr. Holness says in addition to waste caused by old and malfunctioning equipment, the National Water Commission NWC loses considerable revenue each year due to theft. Estimates suggest that some 50% of the water generated by the agency produces no revenue. The Prime Minister is therefore urging members of the public to help reduce non-revenue water by regularizing their water supplies.
We know where the water is, but for us to make the investment to put in the pumps, put in the pipe, put in the treatment, we have to have revenues coming in. If we're losing 50% of the revenue or 60% of the revenue, then that means that we are 50% less capable of providing the water to the other communities that are equally in need of it.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the commissioning of the Palmetto Pen Brednut Bottom Rosewell Water Supply Project recently. Proprietors of strata corporations are being urged to file their annual returns with the Commission of Strata Corporations, CSC, in order to avoid delinquency. Inspectorate Manager at the CSC, Ainsworth Norton, says recent data indicates that only 23% of strata corporations have filed annual returns over the last four financial years from 2013-14 to 2016-17. Strata corporations are obligated to file annual returns with the CSC under Section 4 of the Registration Strata Titles Amendment Act. Mr. Norton says the CSC is intensifying efforts to increase compliance, including regular sensitization seminars with strata development administrators.
Our public relations mandate extends to seminars and public forums in order to address some of the salient issues that are affecting strata corporations. So we are out there and we are trying to make the public a little bit more knowledgeable of the requirements of the Act.
He was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. And approximately 5,000 students are benefiting from a supervised school intervention program in the parishes of St. James, Clarendon, St. Catherine, and Kingston, organized by the Dispute Resolution Foundation, DRF. Network manager of the DRF, Sharon Young-Palmer, says the initiative targets youngsters suspended from school who have records of participating in antisocial activities.
I thought that it would have been good for us to have that kind of program to assist our youth in understanding their responsibilities as young citizens and as students, and how do they become good and productive citizens.
She was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The initiative is supported by the National Security Ministry's Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP-3, which provides meals and transportation for the participants. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.